This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Debbie Elliott. You'll be surprised to know that Texas, Egypt, and Birmingham have been taken off the map. Of the state of Georgia, that is. The state's Department of Transportation said the old map was too cluttered and removed nearly 500 small communities to make it easier to read. Some folks who live in those towns aren't so happy about being wiped off the face of the map. One of those little towns is Hope You Like It, Georgia. We've reached a local historian, Smith Banks, just south of Hope You Like It. Mr. Banks, if I drove through Hope You Like It, would I like it?
Well, I hope you would. Hope You Like It is really not a town. It's actually a community, and it was given that name back in the 30s after the highways converged there. Was U.S. 80 and U.S. 25. And it was a great place for a business. And back in the 30s, a dance hall was built in this fork of the road. And there was a contest held to decide what was a good name for the dance hall. I think they probably served food, too. And they named it Hope You Like It.
Now, did you ever go to this dance hall?
No, ma'am. This is before my time. And it's my understanding that the dance hall later burned down, and it was replaced by a liquor store. And during that time, I think the dance hall had kind of become a shady place, too, kind of a juke joint.
Now, I hear that you have your own family history and Hope You Like It.
Yes. Back in the early days, when it was a dance hall, you could go there and beat the horn and a car up would come out and you could give them an order and probably order a sandwich and a Coca-Cola. And back about 1936, my aunt was dating, and so she and her boyfriend rode out. It was just a nice place because we didn't have many paved roads back in those days. In 36, they rode out to Hope You Like It. And they tooted their horn, the car hop, brought them a Coca-Cola and whatever. And at that time, my aunt's boyfriend gave her a diamond ring. They were engaged there, and as he kissed her on the cheek, he said, "I hope you like it."
Did she like it? Did she marry him?
She certainly did, and they had many years happily married.
Smith Banks is a Georgia historian. For those of you who still want to see for yourself if you like Hope You Like It, you'll still be able to find it on maps published by Rand McNally. Thank you so much for speaking with us, Mr. Banks.
You're quite welcome. I enjoyed it.